Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email bhctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Up the soundboard with a lighter. Yeah, I'm not sure where that pretty stuff was up. Well, if I want to light my bong, I'm going to have to move the soundboard. But the soundboard is an iPad, so. Good morning, y'all. How's it going out there? Happy Weedsday Wednesday for the best day. It's January 16th. I cannot believe we are halfway through January. Over halfway through January already. Do we need to get Christmas bells out? No. I think everybody needs to learn to readjust to Christmas. Because it's like December explodes with all this stress and anxiety, and then January people are like, oh my God, what's going on? And now it's half over. The year's half over. So welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We have no idea how much we appreciate you tuning in and listening. I want to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to Tumbleweeds Health Center. That's right. At 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We have the best doctors in town. And we have the best staff in town. And that's why we were voted Best Certification Center 3 years in a row. The first 2 years they did anything. So that's awesome. We're super proud and we're super excited for this year. Lots of great things happening. Hoping that, hold on a moment. Okay, just making sure we're live. In fact, where's my phone? I'm going to call in and make sure we're live. Oh, there it is. at any rate, we hope that the concentrates decision is going to get reversed and that we're going to be able to freely and without fear use our concentrates because that whole decision was just wrong and bad to make our concentrates or to make us feel like our concentrates are illegal because they're not. They're not for us anyway. They're not supposed to be. We're not supposed to be a part of that criminal program system, what you want to call it. Okay, so we are going to do a lot of reading of the news today, and we are live. And I want to say to Cannabis Kid, we miss you, and we're sorry that you're not here. Yeah, that's so fun. Just going to have to smoke the whole bong by myself. All right. So if it gets real quiet, it's just sipping tea and having a nap. Just kidding. All right. Let's see. What is going on in the world of cannabis? So I do a lot of Facebook posting. Oh, we have music playing. Very, very, very pretty music. I think that's my Pandora. We're going to let that go, which the song is called Letting Go. Well, that's lovely. Okay, we're going to back up a bit. Squirrel. Yes, I know. I want to give another shout out. Aside from some of these talking about awesome staff and doctors that we have, I want to give a shout out to the Grower's House at 3635 East 34th Street. Get on down there. If you want to grow tomatoes or marijuana or can we grow coconuts? I don't think we can grow coconuts here. So, no coconuts. Avocado. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I love me a good avocado. They're even good for breakfast. Just a little salt. Just a little lemon sauce on there. My dad liked to put salad dressing on his Thousand Island, which, hey, works for me. Also, I want to give a shout-out to, and you can check growershouse.com online. Check them out. Go to tumbleweedcellcenter.com. And if you go to the radio section, which I'm going to do with you right now, cruise on down, keep scrolling. Keep scrolling past the awesome pictures. You can actually click and listen in. You can chat with us right now live during the show. In fact, my thing says I need to upgrade my flash. So, I don't know. We're flashing. Anyway, get on down, scroll on down. Cannabis Kid, Bellstar, sponsored by Growers House. You click that link right there and it'll take you to a separate little link. And you can check out growershouse.com with all their great deals and specials. And I just went down and talked to the guys down there because I like to go down and say hi once in a while, see what they're doing, and see what's up. Check out their new warehouse. It's huge. Congratulations on your new warehouse. They're doing all sorts of fun things. Nate's going around. He's got a video podcast that he does, a YouTube thing, I believe. If you go to Grower's House, you can check it out. I'm sure, I would hope that there would be, that says soil media. Not social media. That's funny. Soil media, social media. Anyway, go to growershouse.com. They've got lighting systems, nutrients, air, water, and CO2 systems, which if you have not seen the benefits of having a CO2 system in your room, holy cow, you need to get one. You need to just see the benefits. They can double, sometimes triple your plant's ability to produce. It's really, really amazing because, I mean, that's how they're getting all their food and nutrients is through, you know, the air that they breathe in, and if they're not getting enough, then, well, you don't get as good plants. So if you want your plants to breathe in some healthy air, get a CO2 system or grow outside. I mean, let's just talk about the woods and grow outside. Although here in Arizona, it gets a little rough out there, cowboy, and it's kind of hard to grow outside, but there's greenhouse options and all sorts of shade cloths. I've seen some amazing, amazing fruits and vegetables growing out here with just some shade cloth and love and water. You can do it. If you click the link below that, it's Canna Health. It's an online digital magazine. Let them explain.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Yep, it is free to subscribe. So get online and get to our page, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, get to the radio section, or to just go cannahealthmagazine.com, and you can get there just as easy. But if you're on the website, that's how you do it. They've got CBD and the endocannabinoid system and how to buy CBD. What is with the flash players? My flash is not flashing. so we'll see what's going on here. I don't know if I can even do these things. Interesting. Run flash at this time. All right, well, let's do some reading. Friend and I were talking about the opioid crisis this morning, and we had differences of opinion because this is a huge, huge problem. And we're going to read about the over 1 million children under the age of 6 that are taking psychiatric drugs in America. We talk about this because cannabis, which is what I was telling my friend this morning, is that cannabis is going to really, 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 really help take care of the opioid crisis that we have, because we do have millions of people are dying here. And for children, I think there's a lot of misdiagnosing and there's a lot of labeling. And especially you get, you know, seriously, TV shows that come on and when was it Parents or whatever that show was called? Not this is us, but the kid that had Asperger's. Oh my God, everybody had Asperger's then. It was like, seriously? Or maybe then everybody was talking about their kid's Asperger's. But there's, you know, sometimes there's bandwagons and people jump on them, but this is not one. There's a huge crisis out there with manufactured drugs, and we have a plant that, you know, I could just sit and talk about the next 50 minutes about how awesome this plant is and what miracles I have seen just at Tumbleweeds Health Center. You know, we talk to people all the time that come in, and they're just chock full of opiates and Western meds, and they want off. They want off of these things, and that's the thing, is that most of these people, they want to get off of these drugs. They don't want to be on them. We see so many people that come in and they're just, you know, they've got tears in their eyes because they just can't handle. Cannabis Kid says, howdy. Oh, good morning, Cannabis Kid. Ooh, fuck that. And a heart. They can't handle the side effects of what's going on with the medication. My poor mom lost her own life to all these medications and really, really, really bad advice and the ability to severely over-medicate herself to the point of death, and that's not a good thing. So there are a lot of ways you can help kids, you know, everybody with cannabis, but let's see. This is from Real Pharmacy, F-A-R-A-R-M, Psychiatric drug use on the rise in the U.S. with one of every six Americans now taking some type of medication on this category. This is highly concerning given the scary side effects and poor effectiveness of many of these drugs, but there is one particularly disturbing aspect of this trend that seems to get glossed over, and that is the extraordinary number of children who are taking such drugs. Mental Health Watch Group, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, is drawing attention to the concerning fact that more than a million kids younger than six in our nation are currently taking psychiatric drugs. More than a million kids. While around half of these children are 4 to 5 years old, an incredible 274,804 of them are younger than a year old. That's right, babies are being given psychiatric drugs. The numbers rise for toddlers ages 2 to 3 with 370,778 kids in this category. Data from IMS Health shows that the situation only gets worse as kids get older, with 4,130,340 kids aged 6 to 12 taking some type of psychiatric drug. You might be forgiven for assuming that most of these statistics are made up by kids taking ADHD drugs, given how common that approach seems to be nowadays, but it really only accounts for a small portion of it. With 1,422 of those younger than a year old and just over 181,000 of those aged 4 to 5 taking ADHD drugs. Antidepressants and antipsychotics put forth surprising figures, but the biggest category of psychiatric drugs given to children appears to be anti-anxiety drugs. Just over 227,132 babies under one and nearly 248,000 of those aged 4 to 5 take these medications. These numbers are even more shocking when you consider the fact that experts believe these estimates are far too low and the real numbers are actually much higher, due in part to the tendencies for some doctors to hand out psychiatric medications for off-label, quote, uses. This risky practice entails giving out a drug to treat something that is not indicated for, and the long-term effects of such an approach are completely unknown. Safer alternatives to giving kids mind-altering meds. When adults choose to take psychiatric medication, it may be ill-advised in many cases, but it is still clearly their choice to make. Children, on the other hand, lack the cognition to fully understand the lifelong impact of such a choice. And this essentially amounts to forced medication. We already know that many doctors have a financial incentive to get young people to start taking these drugs. But why are their parents so willing to get on board? Many of them are also taking psychiatric medications, of course, In fact, it has practically become a way of life in our nation, and many people think of these meds as harmless. The side effects of these drugs are nothing to scoff at. However, with anxiety, antidepressant, and antipsychotic drugs linked to heart attacks, psychosis, suicidal ideation, diabetes, stroke, mania, and sudden death. As if that weren't bad enough, there's also the fact that many of the high-profile public shootings in recent years were perpetrated by young people on such drugs. So not only do kids have the risk of dying when they take the meds, but they also take out a whole, they could also take out a whole classroom or a movie theater with them. Psychiatric medications affect a child's brain chemistry and could impact their development in irreversible ways. So it's important for doctors and parents alike to reserve them as an absolute last resort. Some degree of anxiety is normal in children as they start to understand the way the world works. Life is full of ups and downs, and children who learn coping strategies when they're young will have a valuable skill that can serve them well through their lifetime. There are a lot of good coping mechanisms that can help children with depression, anxiety, and those who have been labeled with ADHD, including yoga, art therapy, breathing, exercise, physical exercise, to just name a few. And the person that I got this from is a huge, Stacey B. She's a huge cannabis advocate. She cruises around in the cannabis. Howdy, Stacey. and her points I love. She said, you know, why not look into a whole lot of other therapies like acupuncture, acupressure, aromatherapy, essential oils, cannabis. There are a lot of other ways that you can, and you can alleviate anxiety and stress in life. Talking to your children is one of them. I know that, you know, there are a lot of parents that are just not in their children's lives enough. So, you know, a lot of people want to put Band-Aids on situations they just don't want to deal with. And there's a great fear, as this relates to cannabis, there's a great fear that I see in people that still won't try cannabis because they're afraid of it. And I wonder why they're not afraid of all the medications that they're so heavily drugging their own children with. I mean, these are people that I know and care about. And they know, well, I've been doing this show for almost 7 years now. Woo! In March, it'll be 7 years. We're going to pour four back on and see what they've been doing. Hopefully get a surprise new guest. But I just, it frustrates me sometimes because I care so much and I want people to understand how awesome this plant is, and it is another choice. It's not even an alternative. That word is just doesn't mean anything. Cannabis is a choice, as it should be. Just like if you want to do Western medicine, Tylenol for a headache or for cramps or whatever. I found the first time I've been trying CBD for my menstrual cramps. I'll just say it. They suck. And yeah, they still suck. The month that I have to do that, I'm pretty good. I don't have headaches regularly or anything. I've been exercising more, so that helps with things as well. But the cramps are a killer. And so last month, I tried Kyle Turley's gel caps. They're 50 milligrams of CBD in each cap. I had to take two to start, so 100 milligrams. That's not bad. I was really relaxed. And then later I took one more to just kind of, you know, not let the pain come back for the rest of the day. And wow, what a difference. I don't like taking Western medicines. Like I said, my mom passed away. She was 64. She turned 64 the week she died in the hospital, 87 pounds. She had a morphine pump installed in her back. So she just had a constant drip of morphine. And then she had a whole lot of other meds she was on, and it was just ridiculous. And there's a huge crisis out there. And whether or not you want to believe it, you know, just look around, take a look around, talk to people, get some information. I'll get some information for you if you need it. But it's out there. Just look at it. And the sad thing is our government freaked out about it, and they're like, okay, now you just can't have any. Now you just can't have any medicine at all. So we're going to totally addict you and then take it all away. And you can't do that to people either. I mean, that can cause death and so much more harm than just even being on a low dose of what you want. You can't suddenly just stop this in people. So there's a total crisis out there, but there's a crisis with a lot of things out there. And cannabis can help this crisis, and we know that. Cannabis is a gateway to good health. See, if 7 cups will sponsor our show. This is so crazy. They'll send us little tea samples. I'm having jasmine pearl and oolong tea. All of these teas are oolong is, I found out, oolong is a type of tea, and then under oolong there's all types of that. So I don't think I explained that right. Just go down to 7 cups. It's on 5th, 6th, right across from Rincon Market. Yeah, right there. So check them out. They're a fantastic little tea house. And I got my little tea set on sale there. I think it was a Christmas half off sale. So Canvas Kid and I each got a little tea set. This actually kind of looks like cannabis. Mine reminds me more of what the teacup said I had when I was little. So there you have it. And I'm actually just holding mine because it's so warm. So, yeah, we really, really, really need to look into kids and dealing with them better, and not just throwing out a statement and saying, oh, well, you know, you've got too much energy, so you have ADHD, or, you know, you're this, so you're that. And I really think labels are bad, and they really don't account for the individuality of the person. That's right. They really don't. They just throw you in a category and say, you must be this. Well, I ran into a lady at the park the other day that said she homeschools her kids now, but she said her kid was just not doing well. He has a type of dyslexia, but it's not like he has a hard time keeping up, okay? But it's not because the letters, I think, are all mixed and matched and unmatched or whatever, but I think it's just a type of dyslexia. So now how she works with him, he's totally succeeding and excelling. But not every kid is the same, you know, and you can't just throw a blanket statement on them and then be like, oh, here, take some Ritalin, which is basically cocaine. Yeah, it's not good. So anyway, let's see. We just got breaking news from Hemp Inc. receives prominent news coverage. Discussing hemp legalization and small family farms. Spring Hope, North Carolina, January 15th. Globe Newswire, a global leader in the industry, hemp industry, in the industrial hemp industry with bi-coastal processing centers, including the largest multi-purpose industrial hemp processing facility in the Western Hemisphere in Spring Hope, North Carolina, announced today that the company received noteworthy coverage discussing its central role supporting family farms in the wake of hemp legalization that came about with the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. Specifically, Hemp Inc. was featured in the Wilson Times, which is a local daily newspaper serving residents of Wilson, North Carolina, and surrounding communities. The Wilson Times article, Carolina's Next Cash Crop Farm Bill Will Add Hemp Into More Growers' Rotation. It discusses how the federal legalization of hemp is opening more profitable opportunities for North Carolina farmers who have struggled in recent years turning a profit with crops such as wheat and soy. Good for them. Good for them. Good for everybody with this. Bruce Perlewin, CEO of Hemp Inc., who has been looking forward to hemp legalization for a long time, said in the article, quote, now that hemp legalization is here, it is sort of an ecstatic moment for the entire industry. The article highlights the company's preparedness for federal legalization with its Spring Hope, North Carolina multipurpose industrial hemp processing facility, the largest in the Western Hemisphere. It took $20 million in 3.5 years to build that plant. Now that's built, North Carolina becomes the inheritors of that infrastructure, Perlone said. It's going to be hard for farmers anywhere else that don't have a local processing center to process the hemp. I'm glad we did it. North Carolina is a great state and can grow a lot of hemp. Oh, that's so awesome. Some expect the global industrial hemp industry to hit $20 billion by 2020. Until recently, the U.S. has imported, on average, $100 million worth of hemp products each year, according to Congressional Research Service. Now, hemp legalization will allow American farmers and companies to tap into that market. Hemp Inc. was also featured on The American Farmer, hosted by lifelong broadcaster Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer is the weekly voice for small independent farm owners. In his interview feature on The American Family Farmer, Learn All About Hemp as a Cash Crop, Perlewin discusses his passion for promoting a back-to-the-land movement, saying, hemp has the opportunity to bring the small family back to the American landscape. All right. That's something that we champion with our company. When you can make $1 million on 5 acres, all of a sudden the small family farm becomes a viable entity. Did you hear that? You can make $1 million on 5 acres. Bruce also takes time to discuss the burgeoning CBD industry, which is fueling the demand for hemp in all forms. People are even starting to smoke hemp, which is great because it allows the CBD to enter the bloodstream directly, which allows users to experience the benefits right away. See? Ain't nothing wrong with smoking. Hemp Inc. is promoting a back-to-the-land movement. It's supporting farmers across the nation with ventures, including its local processing centers in Medford, Oregon, and a 4,500-acre hemp-growing eco-village in Golden Valley, Arizona. With the help of industrial hemp, farmers will now have a livelihood that can sustain their preferred way of life with the ease of transporting seeds, clones, and biomass across state lines, and the ability for farmers to get crop insurance and bank accounts. The historical lift of the 80-year federal ban on hemp will allow Hemp Inc. and its joint venture partners, the American Farmer and the, quote, back the land movement to flourish. There you go. That's really, really awesome. 4,500 acres. What is that? Wow, 4,500 hemp-growing eco-village. What the heck is a hemp-growing eco-village? Sign me up. I want to be a hemp hippie. That's freaking awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what else is awesome.
Puff, 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 puff,
puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff,
puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff, puff,
pharmaceutical prisons. I take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right.
Every time I'm either eating an egg or in the middle of a bong hit, and I'm like, oh my god, it's the end of the show. Good morning, Grand Island. How is everybody today? How the heck are everybody doing? How are you doing, Silver Sister? Oh, how's the weather over there? I bet it's freaking freezing. It lake effect snow. Silver Sister is in Buffalo. Yeah, she's like trying to dig her way out of snow. And she drives. Oh, it was always scary driving in Buffalo for me. Even just walking in the snow was scary because I car accidents and crashes and falling, you know. Snow's fun if you like, you know, you want to go up to like Tahoe for the weekend or Mount Lemmon for the weekend. All right. It's freaking cold and crazy is what we got a report from. Yeah, I bet it's freaking crazy. What is the weather for? We'll have to find out what it is. It's just cold. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, probably like in our 60s or something here today. So we can't complain. What does our weather say? 40? Well, nope, 66 today, currently 46. So that's your local weather. And there you have it. All right. We're going to check out, MG Magazine. I think that's the one that I wanted to. Yeah, this is awesome. All right. I want to say thank you so much for giving a shout out to MG for the Cannabis Professional. They've been sending us, we need to send them some swag. They've been sending us this magazine for a very long time, and it's really, really, a really nicely made, well made, just beautiful magazine. Even the paper that they printed on is just really nice, and they send it every month. So thank you, thank you. We started to read. This is called News Briefing. $10 to $14 price Ontario consumers consider reasonable for a gram of legal cannabis. At $10 to $14, it better be organic, and it better be really, really good. It should be cheaper than that. If you're a dispensary, come on, you're growing bulk here, kids. All right, and I like the fact that we read that Canada says no branding on product packaging. You all remember that from last week? They're just going to have the Play-Doh, you know, that maple leaf look, the red, white, and now it's a pot leaf. Let's see. Oh. Cannabis Tycoon video game in development. Woohoo! Austin, Texas. A video game due in 2019 from Devolver Digital gives wannabe marijuana magnates a chance to prove their mettle without leaving their couches. Weedcraft Inc. A simulation game allows players to develop and govern their own virtual empires, producing, breeding, and selling weed. According to the company's players, Players delve deep into the financial, political, and cultural aspects of the country's complex relationship with this troublesome and promising plant. So they get to be their own dispensaries, which sounds like a whole lot of fun. Oh, we've got some dogs on the other side of the street. I was wondering what the chaos was. Don't make me get up. I did a workout yesterday, and now I can hardly move. That's really the truth. All right, right now, the environment seems like the end of Prohibition meets the gold rush. Developer Scott Alexander told Polygon.com, and we thought, well, that's a tycoon game waiting to happen. That's awesome. And there's a little image of a grow room. Well, part of a grow room. They've got plants in here, and then they've got little images of things you need to do. Do you need to prune it? Do you need to add water? Do you need to add nutrients to it? That's really cool. Okay. 690%. Let's see where we are here. We're at Weed Say Wednesday, in case you forgot. Growth. 690% growth in cannabis jobs. Job listings from January 1st, 2017 to August 1st, 2018. 2018. All right, 16.1% increase in average cannabis workers' salary between 17 and 2018. 220% projected cannabis job growth during 2019. Let's hear it for that. Woo-hoo. Okay, U.S. cuts Canadian cannabis workers some slack. Washington, D.C. The United States government reversed the policy members of Congress, investors, and workers on both sides of the U.S.-Canada border called harsh. Instead of potentially receiving lifetime bans over unsubstantiated concerns about drug trafficking, Canadians who work in the legal cannabis industry in their own country will not be prevented from entering the U.S. as long as they do so for personal, not business, reasons. Mm. A Canadian citizen working in or facilitating the proliferation of the legal marijuana industry in Canada coming to the U.S. for reasons unrelated to the marijuana industry will generally be admissible to the U.S. I like that. Generally. That's a definite maybe. I know, right? This according to a clarification released by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. However, the statement also noted travelers who enter the U.S. for reasons related to the marijuana industry may be deemed inadmissible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, need a CO2 extraction system quickly. Apex, supercritical, the power of CO2 extractions. Wow, that looks pretty, that oil coming out of that. I wouldn't mind an extraction machine. I think a little one would be nice to have. Instead of standing over the stove and making my own RSO, which is fine, but, you know, standing for an hour like that, not good on the back. Among cannabis employers, 71% offer medical insurance, 51% offer dental insurance to full-time employees, 46% offer vision insurance to full-time employees, 46% offer medical, dental, and vision insurance to full-time employees. 30% offer a 401k plan or employee stock options, and 21% offer no employee benefits. All right. Dixie Engineers reverse takeover plans public offering. Denver, ahead of its planned listing on the Canadian Securities Exchange, Dixie's brand Inc. will complete a reverse takeover of Canadian public company Academy Explorations Limited. The resulting combined entity will be named Dixie Brands USA Inc. The deal, the terms of which were not disclosed, will give Dixie among the largest global footprints in the industry, infused product manufacturing, and distribution sectors. At the time Dixie engineered the RTO, the company closed a Series C fundraising round of $25 million. The capital will be used to expand Dixie's presence throughout the U.S. and increase its Canadian presence. According to Chief Executive Officer Chuck Smith, 9-year-old Dixie currently operates in 4 states, California, Colorado, Maryland, and Nevada, and has manufacturing and distribution partners in Canada and Australia. In 2019, the company plans to expand into 4 to 6 additional U.S. states. The funds also will be invested in automated production to increase manufacturing scale and efficiency. In addition, Dixie intends to expand the hemp-based Accesso Wellness and Therapist line it introduced in 2016. Accesso is a human dietary supplement line, and Therapist comprises supplements for pets. Both brands are marketed in brick-and-mortar stores and online in all 50 states and internationally. Well, there you go. Dixie just got bigger. All right. And I hope with your efficiency that you're trying to oversee, I hope that you oversee quality because, yeah, seriously, it's top quality. People, I hate this question. Where do I find the cheapest weed? Are you kidding me? Seriously, you should be saying, where can I find the best possible organic medicine that was grown with love and without crap in it? That's the question you should be asking. That's what everybody should be asking. And let's see here. Our chat session came up. Well, howdy, chatters. How's it going? Here's a little lovely little flower for you guys. It's not going to work. Do I not get to post a flower? Oh, good morning, ganja lovers. All right, we're chatting. All right, so let's see. Is your CBD safe? This is going to be an article from Canada Health Magazine. This is how to buy CBD. Let's just scroll on through the pages. Take a little sip of tea here. Cannabis Kid, we miss you. Come on back as soon as you can. He was scheduled to be here today, but he couldn't make it, so that's okay. We will have him next week for sure. Okay, here we go. Let's see here. It's supposed to be an article right here, so we're flipping through there. Oh, did we get to the end? Maybe we got to the end. Maybe I passed it. Oh, no. Okay, this just kind of, maybe it's just my computer's being slow. So this is technology here. See if we can increase this a bit and move this around. All right. CBD is the current medical trend in treating patients. As more cancer patients are being diagnosed, more alternatives are searched for relief. Contrary to public sentiment, the state of Georgia was one of the first states to allow medical cannabis low THC oil as it implemented a medical necessity. Oh, there we go. In 1981, Georgia legislature passed the MMNA, Medical Marijuana Necessity Act, to establish a patient qualification review board, PQRB, to undertake clinical trials and provide cannabis treatment to cancer and glaucoma patients. However, after the political climate quickly shifted against marijuana under the President Ronald Reagan administration, the trials were defunded. The state has continued to fail to implement the law until recently. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal announced in April 2015 his support for clinical research by signing a law, Haley's Hope Act, that would investigate the use of CBD, a non-psychoactive component of the cannabis marijuana plant, and develop rigorous data that will inform and expand the scientific community's undertaking of potential treatments. However, the lack of regulated, obtainable CBD distribution network makes the law appear not as effective. Representative Alan Peake's compassion to help needing families stuck in legislative limbo speaks to the ambition that many may feel when wanting to make a change for the better. Peake, a Republican from Macon, who authored Georgia's legislation, said the steady number of over 2,000 signups medical marijuana cards is more reason for the state to allow production of medical marijuana products. Peake revealed recently that he plays a key role in helping some Georgians get the allotted 20 ounces of cannabis oil. That's pretty good, 20 ounces of cannabis oil. That's a lot. That's a heck of a lot. This law also allows the University System of Georgia to develop a low-THC oil clinical research program in compliance with federal regulations. Augusta, Georgia is the home of Georgia's CBD oil production. As a medical center, there test samples coming from the UK-based GW Pharmaceuticals. The state of Georgia, along with GW Pharmaceuticals and officials at Augusta University, have been working together since May to begin a study with GW's investigational CBD product Epidiolex, which has promising data to treat two rare and severe forms of childhood epilepsy, Dravet syndrome and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. While CBD products are legal in all 50 states, if they are derived from an industrial hemp, one of the most exciting benefits of CBD would be its role in treating cancer. The American Association of Cancer Research found that CBD destroys breast cancer cells through programmed cell death. CBD has also demonstrated to inhibit or stop the growth of cancers in the liver, brain, skin, and adrenal glands. In addition, CBD is effective at treating the many cancer and treatment-related side effects like nausea, pain, loss of appetite, insomnia, anxiety, and depression. There are numerous hopeful personal accounts of people who have treated their cancer symptoms with cannabis. And while promising, the science is still early. Research has largely been limited due to federal regulations, yet rigorous studies are being done in order to push the science forward and further the role of cannabis in the medical mainstream. The American Association for Cancer Research found. There you go, right there. That's amazing. I had a neighbor, I won't even name names, I don't even need to, and he came to me and said that they had found prostate cancer. And so I went to work. We were given samples of a product, and I just grabbed the highest sample that I could. It was 1,000 milligrams. And I gave it to him, and I just said, here, take this every day. And let me know what your doctor says in a month. So he took it for a month, and he went to his doctor, and they did the test. And the levels were so low, they couldn't find the cancer anymore. And he's still cancer-free and uses the CBD. It's amazing. That's one case. I'm not saying it's going to do that for everybody, but it might. And why aren't we going to try it? I mean, if it works for one, why can't it work for all? All right. Let's see. Canopy Growth pays $425 million for EBBU. Jeez, I wish I had that. Smiths Falls, Ontario. Canopy Growth Corporation acquired the assets of EBU Inc. for $425 million in a cash and stock transition. The company will pay another $100 million in specific scientific milestones if specific scientific milestones are achieved within 2 years through a newly formed subsidiary. EBBU will continue a THC-rich breeding program and engage in research and development for CBD and THC-infused beverages. The operation will remain in Evergreen, Colorado. Canopy is publicly traded on the Toronto and New York stock exchanges. CBD and THC-infused beverages. Wow, I'll tell you. I had an experience one time. I went to a dispensary in California. I had my card, and I just wanted to just get a whole bunch at once. And I went to the guy at the counter, and I said, hey, this is what I'm going to spend. He said, hold on. He went upstairs, and he came back down. He said, all right, let's do this. So before you know it, I was going to spend quite a bit of money because I just didn't want to go back again. It was, you know, I wanted my stuff and wanted to get out. The next thing you know, he's got, like, samples of stuff for me. First of all, let me go into this other room and hit the bong. Oh, my bong. I hit a banana push. I don't know what the terpene in the banana flavoring is, but maybe it's bananine. It was awesome. Now, I'll tell you, that was smart on your end, because I really couldn't calculate very well after coming out of there. Little high. But I was given all sorts of things. The greatest thing I was given at the end, other than my Rice Krispie treat, was a slushy. Oh, my gosh. It was a strawberry flavored or cherry flavored. I think it was cherry flavored slushy, just like you get at 7-Eleven. It was delicious. And I realized at that point it was Medicaid. I was like, oh, man. So I ended up staying there for a while to make sure that I was okay to drive. I got all my fun stuff. I got a lot of free stuff. So you guys, if you're going to drop some good money down, go talk to the manager and say, hey, what can we do? Give me some buy ones, some get ones, throw some free things in there, and give me a slushie. Slushies are good. Okay. Nugget. Here's some little nuggets. Azuka launched a CBD division under which the company plans to sell infused simple syrup to consumers, bars, restaurants, and coffee shops. Azuka. Number two, Weekend Unlimited Inc. added 600 acres to its cultivation capacity by acquiring Northern Lights Organics and Orchard Heights Growers. Wow, people are just joining forces here and just going big time. Number three, Can America Brands Corp., a Canadian company that owns a portfolio of American cannabis brands, listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange. There you go, Can America Brands Corp. Okay, I just hope in all of this, I post all this stuff online about the government's going to do this or the state's going to do that, and one of my friends just keeps saying, keep the government out of my fucking farm. I'm just going to have to say it, out of my garden. Yeah, keep them out of my garden. Just what he said. We want to make sure that the little guy, if you will, the people without $45 million to acquire another company, are able to grow cannabis in their own backyard if they want to. I think everybody in this country should be given at least 2 to 6 plants to grow. Because with 2 plants, and heck, if you do autos, you can get a whole lot real quick if you need it fast. You can grow a good amount of medication for yourself. If you had 6 plants, that would just be beautiful. That would really allow you to grow the amount of medication that you might need for a really debilitating disease. You know, there are people out there that have, you know, cancers and stomach problems and things like that, and they really do need a lot of medication because they don't need pounds to smoke. They need pounds for making oils. So in Arizona, if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. And I really like that it says, even if the treatment is causing any of those things, you can get your card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can email thctucson@gmail.com or just go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And if you want to book an appointment, you can do so right on the certification section. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, book your appointment. Right at the top says book now, real time. I'm going to read a little bit more here, and then we're going to close up the shop here. It's almost that time. Oh, I'm looking to have a full bong ready for the end of the show. And thank you all for listening. We really appreciate it. We did get voted one of 10 best podcasts on the planet. Woohoo! Yeah. That's right. We really appreciate that. This isn't, you know, this is a lot of work every weekend. It's work that I love, and which is why I will not stop until someone says, you can't do this. So, which is, I'm going to be like 100 years old going, welcome to Wednesday, Wednesday, everybody. I won't even know what's happening. I'll sit there. It'll be quiet for a while. You'll probably hear me eating crackers. All right. Flower, the foundation of the cannabis industry. Here is a cannabis intelligence briefing series report. So where is that in this? All right, ready? sampling of key insights. With consumer spending on pace to grow substantially as more legal states join the U.S. cannabis market, cultivation demand will grow significantly as well. Cultivators must establish operations that can efficiently meet raw flower demand to be used as dried flower, concentrates, edibles, and all other cannabis-derived products. That's true. There's going to be a huge need for a whole lot of weed. Oh, right. I like it. A huge need for a whole lot of weed. After all, you put your weed in it. All right. Cannabis legal status in the U.S. Here we go. So they got a map here. In 2018, an estimated 61% of projected U.S. cultivation demand is in adult use channels. And they've got the map of the whole United States here with adult use to medical and then none. Total U.S. cultivation demand for dried flower is forecast to grow at a CAGR of 20.6% from 1.3 million pounds in 2017 to 3.4 million pounds in 2022. That's awesome. 3.4 million pounds of weed are needed. In 2014, nearly 68% of U.S. consumer spending in legal channels was on dried flower. But that share rapidly decreased to 50% in 2017. Dried flower share of consumer spending is expected to continue to fall. By 2020, dried flower is expected to make roughly 36% of U.S. spending. That's because everybody likes concentrates, and we know that they like those and need those because they're strong. They can take the place of your morphines and Zolotids and oxys and tall ones, as my mom used to call them. Get yourself some concentrates if you need it, and don't worry, you don't need crazy rig to use it with. Average retail price of top-selling strains is trending down in mature markets. In Colorado, the top five non-branded strains saw double-digit year YOY decline between 2016 and 2017. And Oregon is similar to Colorado in that top five strains account for the majority of the market. Between 2015 and 18, leading strains market share has been virtually stable on increasing from 55.9% to 56.1%. Most of the leading strains are hybrid varieties that offer consumers a vast array of desired effects, creating a loyalty base among customers, as they should, because that's the worst thing in the world, is to go to a dispensary and find the best strain for you, and then all of a sudden you go back and they're out. That's, I can't even tell you how awful that is. You probably know how awful it is. All right. So the best-selling strains in California, January through August of 2018. We've got Blue Dream, sold $9.1 million for the Blue Dream. Wow. So there's total sales, units or grams sold, and then the average retail price. So the average retail price was $7.92. OG Kush was the next best one. Ooh, we love our – that's what we're smoking this morning. 5.3 million. So Blue Dream is a really good hybrid. It's really good to relax muscles, but it's also, you really get a lot of good focus energy from that. Oh, see, strawberry banana. Woo-hoo! 4.98 million, just under Kush. This is funny because there's the first top four, and these three, Kosher Kush is my favorite of all time. I need some Kosher Kush. Came in at 4.98 million. And then Super Silver Haze. We know who loves that. That's why Silver Sister has her name. That's right. Woohoo! That came in at 4.91 million dollars. Kosher Kush and Strawberry Banana. I could live on those three. OG Kush, Strawberry Banana, and Kosher Kush. If I had to. Someone said if you were on an island and you had to pick your top three strains, what would they be? They would be Blue Dream. No. OG Kush, Kosher Kush, and Strawberry Banana. Kosher Kush, definitely. This OG Kush that I'm on is a little heady for me, but a little whiff of the Strawberry Banana, and everything will be just fine. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Weekday Wednesday this January 16th for the best day on the end. I love all you guys. I really appreciate you listening every week and all the hard work that you do to get us here. Thank you, Silver Sister and Tumbleweed Health Center. Come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard and get yourself certified. And coming soon, we'll have our own tumbleweed CBD tinctures. Yay! That's right. Magic all around. Tumbleweed style. So come check them out. Organic, beautiful, wonderful coconut CBD with got some flavors coming. It's going to be awesome. So get on down. Happy Weed Seed Wednesday, everybody. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Have an awesome Weed Day, y'all.